from North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Tuesday, November 1st. Election Day, November 8th, is still a week away, but we're already in the thick of casting ballots. Over the weekend, 10-day in-person advance voting started in many California counties, and of course, mail-in ballots have already gone out to registered voters in the state. But like the 2020 election, there are some concerns about fraud this election cycle, even if evidence for any skullduggery is scant or non-existent. Those fraud worries are especially high in Shasta County. For the California Report, Jefferson Public Radio's Roman Battaglia reports.
The recent primary election in Shasta County struck a nerve with some of the county's far-right constituents. Voters elected more moderate candidates rather than choosing ultra-conservative politicians. At his family's gun store in Redding, Shasta County Supervisor Patrick Jones says what he saw during the latest election is driving his motivation to further confirm the results.
With the work that went into it, the money that went into it, the effort, the issues, it doesn't smell right. It doesn't look right. It doesn't smell right.
Jones believes in the possibility that somebody interfered in the primary election, but he's offered no hard evidence. When asked what he wants to see done, Jones says a full independent review of the ballots is needed to ensure no cheating occurred. Over at the Shasta County Elections Office, County Clerk Kathy Darling Allen says these claims of election fraud are making it hard to build trust in the process.
I believe it, frankly, is an attack on our system, and I'm not alone in that. It's happening all over the nation.
She says a lot of these claims aren't coming from local residents. They're introduced by national election fraud speakers such as Mike Lindell or Seth Keschel, fueled by former President Trump's denial of the 2020 election results.
Several folks who do this are doing some kind of almost like a tent revival, right? Have been here in Shasta County and given their presentation about the algorithms that are responsible for changing votes from the Italian space lasers and the bamboo and the ballot paper and all those other rumors that are false.
Those same speakers have traveled up and down the West Coast. Neil Kelly is a former elections official in Orange County. He's now the chairman of the Committee for Safe and Secure Elections, a national election security group. Kelly says he sees people from outside the state filing public records requests for mountains of data with no clear purpose on what they'll do with it.
So definitely we're seeing this narrative being driven by national firm organizations that have an agenda. And I hate to say this, but half of their agenda is raising money. And when they can get the word out and put fear into people, that helps them raise money.
Darling Allen says some of these speakers are charging $20 to $40 per person to present their unproven or manipulated data all around the country. Political scientist Neil O'Brien at the University of Oregon says the past few elections have driven hyper-partisan polarization. He says the real danger comes from the increasing distrust in the election system, no matter how safe it actually is.
There are rules, but the rules only matter if kind of everybody or mostly everybody wants to play by them. If you have really an entire party that doesn't want to play by the rules, that really has a serious threat to kind of the functioning of our government.
That's why working with already trustworthy leaders in those communities is important, says Neil Kelly. It starts by simply refuting a false claim made at the dinner table.
My own father, who's almost 90 years old, and I was an election official for almost 20 years, I still have arguments and debates with him about this. You know, so it's everywhere, and we just need to continue to have the conversation.
Just like how claims of election fraud popped up in Shasta County after their primary election, the real challenge is whether the system can withstand an attack once the results come in. For the California Report, I'm Roman Battaglia in Shasta County.
Most of the attention this election season is on issues other than California's governor race. But Gavin Newsom is up for re-election, and there's a Republican challenger.
I think Californians are realizing that what they've been told is happening by, like, Gavin Newsom is not the reality they're living.
That's California State Senator Brian Daly of Bieber. He says he's running against Newsom because a lot has changed since last year's recall election.
Reality is our schools are failing. We have power shortages. We have no water. We have crime running rampant. We have homelessness. And they're talking about how they're fixing all these problems by putting money at it. But Californians don't feel safe.
Daly expects voters to explore his candidacy, despite most Californians overwhelmingly registering as Democrats. In other news, businesses and companies headquartered in California are leaving the state at an accelerated rate, according to a report from Stanford's Hoover Institution. We again turn to the California Report. Saul Gonzalez has more.
twice as many businesses, 153, left last year than in 2020 and 2019, and three times as many as in 2018. The reason? Well, according to the report's authors, and maybe not surprisingly, it's economics. The state's business costs are so high, the companies are moving to states with less regulation, lower taxes, and lower living costs.
That was the California Report's Saul Gonzalez. Researchers at the University of Nevada, Reno, are using a novel approach to understand how high fire risk vegetation is changing and how land managers in California and western Nevada can respond. KUNR's Bert Johnson has more.
When the Gigafire project is finalized, it'll include detailed maps of fuels in all the woodlands of California and western Nevada. Jonathan Greenberg is helping with the analysis. He says they're not just mapping out the problem, they're also looking for the best solutions.
We are explicitly modeling the different types of fuel treatments and which ones would contribute to long-term carbon sequestration.
Carbon sequestration, which is the process of trapping and storing carbon to keep it out of the atmosphere, is seen as vital to mitigating climate change. Greenberg and his colleagues will also use computer modeling to predict the potential impacts of different management strategies. Those include prescribed burns or simply mulching the forest. Bert Johnson, KUNR.
Nearly one-third of Black Californians questioned in a recent survey say they feel they've been treated unfairly while trying to get health care because of their race. KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier has the details.
In a statewide survey, more than 3,300 Black Californians were asked about their experience with health providers. More than a quarter said they avoid getting medical care due to worries about unfair or disrespectful treatment. Lead researcher Shikari Byerly says most respondents change how they act at doctor's offices to minimize negative experiences.
Dressing up to go to the doctor, altering your speech or other aspects of your identity in order not to appear threatening. Also minimizing questions because you don't want to appear difficult.
The majority said they put extensive effort into getting preventative care, tracking their blood pressure and cholesterol, and have seen a doctor in the past year. The report by the California Healthcare Foundation called for mandatory unconscious bias training for medical staff, increased Black representation in health jobs and administration, and expanded community-based education on how to advocate for high-quality care.
That was KPCC's Jackie Fortier. And finally, the Hoopa Valley Tribe alleges in a lawsuit that the Biden administration is failing to collect money from farms that rely on federally supplied water to pay for damages to tribal fisheries. The tribe has a reservation in Northwest California. Its lawsuit, filed yesterday, focuses on money it says is owed for mitigation work along the Trinity River. The river is a major source of water for the Central Valley Project, a vast system of dams and canals that transports water south to farmers. The suit says the contractors that rely on that water owe at least $340 million for habitat restoration. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, November 1st. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.